Auckland's managed isolation hotels are suffering a shortage of healthcare staff. It's thought new employment contracts with tighter rules have prompted some staff to leave. Unions say nurses are having to work overtime or take on double workloads to fill the gaps. Katie Todd reports.
No visits to places where vulnerable people might be present, like hospitals, retirement villages or prisons, and no taking up any second jobs. These are some of the restrictions spelled out in the new terms of employment for healthcare staff at managed isolation facilities. Nurses Society Director David Wills says they're sensible precautions for stopping the spread of COVID-19, but carry major implications for some nurses.
People who've got flatmates at work in healthcare facilities and other settings, or have vulnerable family members, those people have to move into the hotels. They're living in the hotels, not for 14 days like the guests, but for 9 months, the duration of the contract.
Mr. Wills says the gradual increase in restrictions on people's freedoms is narrowing the pool of potential employees for Auckland's managed isolation hotels. A month ago, the nurses' organisation said a switch in employment contracts had prompted some staff to resign. While the DHBs wouldn't confirm that, they confirmed shifts were being filled with nurses from agencies or other managed isolation hotels while more staff were being recruited. Today, David Wills says there's been progress in terms of recruitment, but not enough.
There are challenges. People are having to work longer hours. Some people are working overtime, and the nurses have heavier workloads than would be desirable. Gaps are having to be filled by agency staff from time to time still. And, you know, in situations where there might have been two nurses normally for a floor, there's one. So these are significant.
The Northern DHBs declined to comment on employment contracts due to confidentiality and did not comment on the extent of the shortage. But in a statement, a spokesperson said just 6% of the hours paid to DHB staff in managed isolation and quarantine facilities last pay period were for overtime. Meanwhile, Mr. Wills fears ongoing concerns about surgical masks being provided in the hotels, rather than more robust N95 face masks, will also put more people off the job or prompt existing employees to leave. He says there's been little progress in 2 weeks since COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins said he'd asked for further advice from the Ministry of Health about the use of N95 masks. That's something another union representing workers in the hotels, the nurses' organisation, is also keeping a close eye on. And its kaiwhakahaere Kerry Nuku says members have been threatening to walk off the job if their concerns aren't heard.
That's still pretty much on the table. And the more messages and the more concerns that we're hearing from members, this is a crisis point. This is a critical situation that needs to be managed urgently.
Kerry Nuku says approaching a Christmas influx of returnees, it's vital the facilities are well-resourced in terms of both equipment and people. Her union has asked the government for an urgent review of managed isolation working conditions. For Morning Report, call Katie Todd, TNA.